Well, if there's nobody sitting next to me. You see, I always travel first class, and I take both seats up. I'm in bridge work, bridge construction. These foldouts take a tremendous amount of space up, and I need the space.
I'm afraid there is someone sitting next to you.
Ah, for God, Don. Who is it, Mr. Sinlinden?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode 168. I am Cheapy D in Tokyo, Japan.
And I am Wombat, and I'm in the basement. Woo!
As per usual.
Although the basement looks a little different today.
Why? You got rid of that 12-year-old girl that you had chained to the wall?
Oh, no, she's still here. We cleaned up a little.
Right.
And by cleaning up, it actually looks messier than it did this morning.
One of those, you reorganized.
We reorganized. We bought plastic bins. So we're moving stuff from cardboard boxes to plastic bins.
Nothing says class and refinement, such as plastic bins.
99% recycled plastic, plastic bins.
That's good. Well, first, I think I want to tell everybody why we didn't have a show last week.
Because you suck.
We've been having trouble getting these shows out with some sort of regularity. I don't know. Something always comes up. Last week, I got like a throat infection, some sort of viral throat infection, which I still cannot kick. And I'm taking, I don't know, a lot of different pills. I don't really know what they are because everything's in Japanese. But my throat still hurts. But here I am. I'm doing a show anyway because I'm a trooper, Wombat.
Well, it could have been worse. You could have had what my dog has had. I'll say well, had, because I think she's better now.
Well, yeah, I told Wombat. I always feel bad when I have to tell Wombat that I have to cancel the show, and then he goes and lists about five reasons why it's good that we canceled the show.
My week was kind of crazy in general, but the dog thing was easily the worst.
Right.
It looked like someone took balloons and filled them with crap and blood and popped them all over my house.
That's pretty disgusting.
It took 2.5 hours to clean the house.
Oh, my God. That is bad. What, like in the middle of the night, she ran around?
No, this was during the day. I left work early. My mom, who is a saint, left her work early because she's closer to my house than I am and took the dog to the vet. I came home and cleaned while my mother was at the vet with the dog, and I watched the baby because my wife couldn't get out of work. So then when the dog came back, well, the dog didn't come back from the vet until the next day. They kept her overnight for observation.
Right.
And, you know, luckily by the time my mother got there, the two of us could clean together and get up the majority of the real actual, like, heavy mess.
It's only 9:30 in the morning for me. I'm going to throw up.
Okay, I'll stop the story now. But she's doing much better now.
I've already walked like, you know, a half an hour in the oppressive heat and have taken four types of medication.
If you'd like more information.
Something else happened though too, right?
Well, I did slip and fall taking my garbage out in the rain. you know what it was? Like the garbage can is literally 2 feet from the back door. And I'm like, I don't need to put shoes on. I don't care if my feet get wet.
Right.
So I sling the garbage bag over, I toss it in the trash, I walk outside, I take one step on the wood floor inside my house, slipped, fell over, my ankle slammed, you know where the door partition would be?
Right.
So my ankle just kind of hung over the door a little bit with my foot just dangling there, and I landed right on my back.
Yikes.
That was a good like 4 days of pain. I feel actually a lot better now than I did 4 days ago, but yeah.
Well, that's good.
So that's my story.
Everybody's falling apart here.
Yeah,
Ty woke up this morning and he was like coughing and his voice was weak. Like, you know, it sounded like he was, you know, had laryngitis or something.
Too much karaoke.
But I took him to daycare anyway, because otherwise we couldn't do a show this week. Because we're going to, well, if Ty is okay, we're going to take him to the doctor later. But we're supposed to go to Hokkaido this week with Osaka Grandma.
Did he have a fever?
No, no fever.
Isn't that the rule? Isn't that what all doctors, the pediatrician says?
Pretty much.
If no fever, no sick?
Well, that's the daycare rule. If he doesn't have a fever, you can take him to daycare. Like his, you know, he could have blood gushing out of his nose, but no fever is no problem.
Yeah, that's basically how it is. That's what the and that's what the pediatrician says also. Because okay, last weekend, Sabrina had a cold, and her nose was running like a faucet, and she wouldn't stop coughing, but her temperature was normal. We called the doctor, and the doctor's like, well, does she have a fever? And we're like, no. And the doctor says, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Is she shitting and shitting blood all over the apartment?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard a thing that our pediatrician has ever said. So, I mean, I wouldn't know any of these things.
That sucks.
I haven't understood a thing. I've heard plenty.
I understand what you mean.
So last week we had our fourth annual fireworks watching party. And if you remember last year, that was the party where the pizza guy took off all of his clothes and ran through the town and got arrested. This year, somehow the invitation didn't find its way to his person. Actually, I tried to get in touch with him, but he gave me his phone number, but it doesn't work. So everyone always asks me, what's the story with the naked pizza guy? What's the update? Because, you know, I think he's still here. I just can't get in touch with the guy. I've emailed him. I've called him. I just don't know what to do because there's nothing more that I would like to do than to record an interview with him to find out exactly what happened and play it on the show. And I'm sure he would let that happen because he doesn't, obviously, he doesn't care about anything.
And I bet it's some great Midnight Express story. And I'm sure at some point his wife put her boob up against the glass and.
No. His wife, I'm sure, was barely speaking to him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But anyway, the party was still fun. Had a good time. It was kind of funny because my wife invited one of her coworkers or former coworkers actually, and she brought her young son, who I'm going to say was in second grade. And he was the only child there besides Ty. So the kid's having a great time at the party because we have these beanbag chairs and he's doing flips into the chairs and stuff. And then he walks into my office. And in my office, you know, I have an entire bookshelf filled of video games. I have all these figures on my desk. And, you know, I'm in there and he comes up to me and he's like starts talking to me in Japanese. And second grade Japanese is about the extent of my Japanese. And even that is a little over my head. So like, but I can actually understand what he's saying. And he's like, oh, my God, you have so many Transformers. I have all these like Transformers figures on my desk.
I assume that when he said, oh my God, you have so many Transformers, he was referring to the fact that you have Transformers. But thanks for explaining it to us. No, go ahead with your story.
Right. And then he walks over to my bookshelf and he starts like, you know, he's in awe of the video games. And her mother, you know, the kid's mother is there and his mother speaks English. And she starts telling me that she doesn't allow the kid to play games at all. So now the kid is just like his mouth, his jaw is on the floor, his eyes are as big as saucers. He's going through my collection of video games. And then I find out that he's not even allowed to play video games. So now I feel like very guilty because like I'm exposing this kid to all this stuff that he's not allowed to have. It's like, you know, taking your kid to an all-you-can-eat ice cream sundae, but he's not allowed to eat anything. He can only look at the sundae bar. So I'm apologizing to the mom and stuff, and the kid like on the way out from the party, you know, even Japanese kids are very polite. So like they, you know, on the way out from visiting someplace, normally a kid would say, you know, thank you very much, you know, for having us, something like along those lines. The kid turns to Shima and says, "I'll be back," which was really cute and funny.
Did he put on his sunglasses when he said that?
No, he did not. By the way, I took your advice and I watched the Incredible Hulk movie.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was good. It was entertaining.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it was very simple, fair, but it was entertaining. I mean, I actually liked the Ang Lee one, except, you know, at the end it started to get very crazy. Like the
Ang Lee one has some good moments, but it loses itself too often.
It's when with who's the guy? Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte.
I think like Nick Nolte and Ang Lee must have gotten to like their trailer and started tripping on mushrooms, and then decided to make the movie the way it actually turned out.
If you cut Nick Nolte out of the Hulk movie, it would
be a good
brilliant.
Movie. It would have been brilliant. It wasn't his fault, but yeah, it got a little crazy. But no, I like this new one. Ed Norton, I thought was really good.
Yeah, he did a really good job, although he didn't like the movie when it was finished and didn't do any press for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the rumor is now that Marvel and Ed Norton have made up and that there's a chance that he's going to be in the Avengers movie.
What's not to like about? I mean, I thought it was fine. It wasn't.
I thought it was
fine. It wasn't bad.
Supposedly, he had like a broader vision, and there were scenes that were cut that he didn't want cut out of it.
Hey, let me ask you this question because you're a big comic book nerd, and
I
meant to look this up and I just forgot. So the end of the movie, right? This is a spoiler, obviously. The end of the movie shows Colonel Ross in a bar drinking, and Tony Stark walks in. General Ross, and so Tony Stark walks into the bar. And I assume he's saying, like, they're putting together the Avengers?
Yeah.
So, was the Hulk in the Avengers?
The Hulk was... Okay, I'll get super nerdy on you.
But Avengers, do it in less than 60 seconds.
Avengers number one, the first Avengers comic from 1964, 63, 64, is about Loki, the brother of Thor, mind-controlling the Hulk... and sending him on a rampage, which forces some of the world's greatest superheroes to join up in order to stop him.
Oh, that's what happened in the that Blu-ray Hulk thing that I rented.
Well, there you go.
I think.
Oh, then Hulk versus Thor, right?
Yeah, that's what happened. I think that's what happened.
So that's where they got that from then.
So they have to go against the Hulk.
The Ultimates, which is the ultimate version of the Avengers... involves Bruce Banner taking the serum and turning into the Hulk. So the Avengers have something to fight in order to make them relevant.
Got it. I understand. So they're going to go after the Hulk, it looks
like. They would go after the Hulk, theoretically, in some way.
If they make a movie.
Yeah. But, you know, they would all have a different reason for going after the Hulk. There's ways they could do it to make it a good movie.
Okay, let me ask you another question very quickly. Sure. So at the end of right before that scene, you see Ed Norton, like, meditating or something. And I guess you're supposed to infer that now he has the ability to control when he turns into the Hulk or not?
For the most part in the movie, yeah.
Yeah, like he can control it or something. That came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't understand why they put that in there.
I think it's not even a question that he can control. I think he could probably turn into it at will, but I would assume that... if you made him angry, he wouldn't be able to control it still.
Right. I mean, I remember from the video game. Remember the old, like, I think it was Commodore 64, like, graphic text adventure?
Oh, the Questrobe. That's what it was called, right? Questrobe?
Yeah. Something like that. And then when you wanted to turn to the Hulk, you would just, like, type in bite lip or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Or bang head. I don't know. Anyway, anything else, Wombat, or should we start
doing an actual show now. People are learning about... blood, poop, and green skin monsters.
Right. So let's move right into the new releases. I looked through the show feedback last week, but I don't know. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
It was two weeks ago. It was a little less than 2 weeks ago at this point.
Right. Okay. So let's go into the new releases this week. We've got, I haven't even looked at this list yet, but I'm looking at it now. Oh, Queen SingStar comes out this week. Queen.
We got the G.I. Joe game coming out this week.
That can't be very good.
The game based on the movie, based on someone's bad dream.
The movie looks awful, so I can't even imagine about the game. I mean, the movie looks like, you know, Shipwreck is going to cry when he sees it.
I know, and I bet he goes to see it on opening day.
I guarantee you he goes to see it on opening day.
Yeah. He could take that bullet for all of us. The remaster of Turtles in Time comes out.
Okay, and they changed the price from $15 to $10 on the Xbox Live Arcade.
Which is smart for a vintage game.
Right, because the original Turtles game was $5 when it came out.
And it's awesome. Like your story where you had a kid in your house during Fireworks Day, mm-hmm. I had my cousin's kids, who are a little older than all the infants that were there for Sabrina's first birthday, and when he saw the Xbox, it was all he wanted to do was play the Xbox. Right. And the only game I could think of that I could let him play was the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1989.
Right. Well,
and he played that with my friends, my adult friends from high school now, all in their 30s. And they all sat on the couch and took turns, because I only have two controllers, playing co-op Turtles until they beat the game with a 7-year-old.
I see. So, but you, when, you know, you, he skipped the line when the bomb went around, right?
Oh, he knew the rules.
Right. Okay.
He's like puff, puff, pass.
Right. But no, he had to pass every time.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to, I know we skipped over Queen SingStar. I mean, SingStar is awesome. Like, SingStar is a really well put together, karaoke game. I have it for PS3. I just don't know if it's worth getting. Like, I would, if it was a downloadable pack, okay, and they said, you know, you spend, I don't know, how much are they charging for this? I don't even know. $50? I have to look that up now. But if it was something downloadable and I wouldn't have to switch discs, then I would buy it. No question about it. Because I like Queen that much and it would just, it would be fun. Okay, it's $40. I'm sorry. The disc is $40. So, I mean, so if that was a downloadable option, I would just do it. It wouldn't be a question. But because it's a separate disc and I would have to swap discs, I'm assuming, to get the content from both discs in the same game, then I won't buy it. Now, I'm not sure if that's the case. I'm just assuming. Yeah. It looks good. Oh, look at the song list. Woo!
Yeah, and the last downloadable content for Fallout 3 comes out.
Mothership Zeta.
Mothership Zeta. It's like a sci-fi themed pack.
Boy, they sure came out with a lot of downloadable content for that game.
They
and
did,
just like...
and I mean, well, let's see. I've only played two of them. I did buy Operation Anchorage. I haven't played it yet because I just haven't had the time. I got it when it was the deal of the week for 500 points.
Okay.
I didn't get the one that just came out, the one that takes place in the swamps, and this one, but I mean, it's not bad content, so.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's just like a faucet, though. It just, but this is the end of the faucet, I guess.
That's
end of
the rumor. Flow. That's what I believe that was on the MTV Multiplayer's blog.
I understand. Featuring Russ Frushnick.
Yes. Frushnick.
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 Frushnick. Frushnick. That's what Ryu says when he does the spinning helicopter kick, right?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay. I think that's it for the new releases, right?
I believe so. That's all Daisy, I got.
Daisy Fuentes Pilates. Oh, she's looking good. Let me just check that out.
She's 90, you know.
She's 90. You know who I like better than her? I liked Kari Warrer.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, that's why I liked her, huh?
You know what I like? I like hot chicks.
Well, I didn't like her, like, you know, I wasn't a big fan of her scientific research, you know. Although I heard that was pretty good, too. Let's do a little bit of game shopping news, which I see I forgot to put on the outline.
Yeah,
but that's okay,
me.
Because I can... Ooh, Shipwreck put a review of King of Fighters 12 on the front page of CAG. He's on fire, that guy.
Well, I believe that Mrs. Shipwreck, Dr. Shipwreck, has been on call for the last, like, month.
Month.
So I'm not even making this up. And so he's basically home all night by himself.
I mean, it's just, and I have, he sent me a review for Explosion Man, a video review, which I have, I just haven't had a chance to edit it yet. So yeah, he's been just churning them out.
He needs a kid because he has way too much free time on his hands.
Before we do the game shopping news, one thing I forgot to mention, Wombat, I talked about my trip to Hokkaido this week, but I did book a trip. What?
Hokkaido?
Dude, leave me alone, all right? I feel like my throat feels like I swallowed a bag of razor blades. And then drank rubbing alcohol to wash it down.
And then a balloon full of poop and blood?
Right. No. I put the balloon of poop and blood on my face just to,
awesome,
just to piss myself off. No, I booked a long trip to New York City in the end of October.
October?
So, I mean, August.
August.
Sorry. So very soon we are going to New York City. We've only been back to New York City for a total of 2 days since I moved here, and it'll be 4 years in November that we've moved away. And we're coming for almost 2 weeks.
Now you're going to visit your parents?
No. Of course. That's like a big part of the reason why we're coming.
Are you going to visit me?
That is not a big part of the reason why we're coming, but yes, we will visit you.
Are you going to come to my garage sale?
You're having a garage sale?
My garage sale will be going on while you're here, yes.
We should have a CAG meetup at your garage sale.
I would be more than happy to do that.
But then everybody would know where you live.
That would be okay as long as they buy something at the garage sale.
That's how you get to, I'll autograph whatever you buy at the garage
When
sale.
We were cleaning the basement, because, you know, we have my in-law stuff here, we found my wife's great-grandmother's sterling silver.
Oh.
And we found out how much that's worth online.
Yeah.
That is not going in the garage sale.
I will autograph that, though, if you
would
sell
you?
It. Yeah. The value would only go, I would say it would multiply by 3 times if I autographed
it. We found this tiny, like, literally 3-inch tall little porcelain statue, but it said the brand name on it and the character name. We looked at, we put that into Google with that little 3-inch porcelain doll, $300.
Nice. And once it's got my autograph on it,
$700.
$3. All right, so let me ask you a question, what you would do. Because we had to plan this trip, and it's a long trip. It's an incredible flight. It's about 14-hour flight, okay? And we're traveling with Ty, so you can imagine. So normally, I mentioned this like several weeks ago when during E3, that it's been my dream to take one of these international flights to go business class. Never done that before. And being a 6'4" man, sitting in coach is like a nightmare. My knees touch the seat in front of me. And if the person puts their seat back, you know, I want to cry, basically. So here was our option. If we fly coach, we would need to do 3 seats because there's no way I'm sitting 14 hours with 25 pounds sitting on my lap in a coach seat that I can't even fit in by myself. So we would need to buy Ty a seat. That would cost about $5,000, okay, for the 3 seats. I found this fare on American Airlines, business class fare, Wombat, and it was $8,500 for 2 business class seats.
Round trip.
Round trip. Everything is round trip. So
non-stop.
It was an extra. Nonstop. Everything now, nonstop.
All
business
the booze
class.
You could drink.
What's that?
Booze.
Booze. Everything. It's real business class on American Airlines. So I bought it. I did that because for an extra, you know, $3,500.
For an extra more than my mortgage.
Well, I mean, look, dude. It's a big difference in terms of my comfort for 28 hours.
I guess. I mean, you know.
You wouldn't do it. You would have.
I'm short.
Done. Yeah.
And, you know, your wife weighs like 4 pounds.
She weighs, yeah,
I would strap the kid next to the wife, and they would share a seat, and I would get my own seat in coach. If I was
but even by myself in coach, it's unbearable unless I
and
take
then you're
an
saving
ambient.
Even more money because now it's only 2 seats in coach.
Right, but it's unbearable. Even in coach, it's almost unbearable for me by myself unless I take a sleeping pill, which I would not be able to because Ty would be there and I'd have to, you know, look after him at some point. So I don't know. Now
you can't just hand
him
to the stewardess. He's yours till we land.
Well, I think in business class they do that, right?
Daycare.
Well, I don't know. The way I looked at it was, for more money, I am not dreading getting on a plane. You know, and I guess it's worth it. And plus, we got like the bulkhead seat in business class, and the bulkhead in business class looks like I could lie down on the floor. You know, between the seat and the bulkhead, there's that much space. So
now, is there first class in addition to business class? Or
yes.
So what is that? Do they give you a hand job? Right, that's it.
I don't know. I think you get your own room.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I've never even seen what business class looks like. You can't even see that on the airplane. That's like closed off somewhere. So anyway, I mean, this is a really expensive trip because we're staying in a hotel. I think for at least most of the trip. I booked it for the entire time. But
what hotel?
I'm assuming, well, I don't want to tell. So I don't want people showing up in my hotel.
Okay, fine then. Don't.
I'll tell you later.
You can tell me later.
It's the Wombat Inn.
Excellent. They have good burgers.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to the trip as opposed to dreading getting on that plane with Ty. So I have something to look forward to. So that's nice. We were doing game shopping news, Wombat, but you interrupted me with this stupid story about traveling to New York.
You brought that up.
Oh. All right, so the best of the Sunday ad deals. This is so timely this week because we're doing the show early. Toys R Us has a couple of interesting deals. They've got a buy one, get one, $20 off on select Wii games. Oh, I didn't even put that on the stupid thing. Someone's got to edit my writing for me. And there's a buy one, get one, $10 off on select DS games. The Wii games are some good ones, like Punch-Out and Wii Sports Resort and Smash Brothers Brawl, Animal Crossing, Wii Music, and Excitebots. And the DS games, you'll have to look at the list because I don't feel like reading them. I did see, I was in the store yesterday or 2 days ago, and I saw Animal Crossing with Wii Speak for $30, and I didn't buy it. It was
in
Japanese.
That's probably a good idea.
Right, and I saw Wii Music for $20, and I didn't buy it.
Again, probably a good idea.
And then for $13, I saw a PlayStation 3 controller charging stand that has a light that glows and you know, changes color, and I bought that instead.
That's kind of sad, but I would love a PlayStation 3 docking charger thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Now I know I always have a controller that's charged.
Yeah, I never have a controller that's charged.
Right, that's the problem. I figured for $13, you know, it's pretty cool, actually. It's a hoary one, and you know, lights up pretty. I like it.
It's a hoary one, huh?
It's a hoary. I can,
put your dick in it.
I feel like I say that too much, so I
know,
hesitate.
But that's the joke you wanted to make. I figured I'd do it for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Wombat. Also this week, you've got at GameStop 25% off on used games if you buy between 2 and 4 used games. There's a coupon for that. And I don't know. I think that's it. Oh, I also posted on the front page of CAG that Amazon, this isn't a Sunday ad deal, but Amazon has got Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood, for $35 for both the 360 and the PS3.
It's a fine game.
I definitely recommend it for that. There's only 5 in stock for the 360 version left. So get on that. It'll probably be gone by the time you hear this. So forget I just said that. anything else? No, nothing else. That's the end of the show. No, let's move on. This week, we're going to do the iPhone section first. And actually, the iPhone section is sponsored this week. And in fact, the only thing we're going to be talking about this week is this game, Blue Defense, which is our sponsor for this week's show, which is very nice.
Let me tell you a little bit about this game, Blue Defense.
Okay.
Because I bought the game.
Yes, it's $2.
Yes, it's $2 in the Apple Store. There is a light version available, so you can try it before you buy it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting on the train next to my wife, and I'm playing playing Blue Defense, and it's a lot of fun. And I think I'm really good at it. The way you play the game is, it's similar to, like, I would say Missile Command is what it makes me think.
It has a look somewhat like Missile Command, but it's like a cross between Missile Command and Space Invaders.
Yeah. And you control the gun on the bottom of the screen by tilting your iPhone or iPod Touch left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You play in both
horizontal and vertical modes. It switches off.
Yeah, which is fun. It adds some added challenge. Mm-hmm. I thought I was doing really well. And then I died. And my wife goes, let me try it. She beat my score tenfold.
Maybe it's one of those games that women are better at. It doesn't seem like it would be.
I don't know, but she loves it, which is great also. So I had fun. She was really good at it.
It has a very cool techno-ish sound and look to the game. You know, like if you like the graphics like that are in Rez or what's another one? I don't know, like those types of graphics, then you'll like Blue Defense. But at the very least, you should definitely download the light version, give it a shot. It's also cool, like, so your gun is on a planet, basically, on the bottom of the screen, and it moves on like an arc. And you don't get lives in the traditional sense when the planet gets hit by the enemy. You see the population of the Earth on the top as like your life. And it goes down little by little as you get hit. And so the game ends when there's no population left. And it goes back up because people have babies.
Do they now?
Right? Yeah. They have babies in the game. And you can see them having babies.
You got to look real close. You can watch them doing it.
If you're on the right types of drugs, you can see them having babies in this game.
Doing it.
Anyway, so yeah, please support our sponsor, Blue Defense, for the iPhone and iPod Touch. Check it out on the Apple Store. It's old school fun, Wombat, with a new school look. I just made that up. Somebody else hire me for ads, because we're good at this, Wombat.
So it's an old school, new school feel with an old school look? Is that the tag?
I already forgot what I said. But I'm going on a trip this week, so I hope to have some other games to talk about next week on the iPhone. I would imagine I'll be playing some. We don't have anything for multi-platforming this week. Is that what's happening?
I guess so. Well, I say we just move into the regular.
Okay, let's move.
Yeah.
We're moving into Microsoft. Now, did you get access to the dashboard, the new dashboard?
You know, I didn't send. I was, every time I meant to send in my serial number for my Xbox, I got lazy and didn't.
Right. Because you have to get up and look at the back of the Xbox.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, especially considering where I have my Xbox 360. So I was like, forget it.
Right. You don't have to do that. You can pull it up on the TV set.
Yeah. Again, don't care that much. I could wait till the 11th.
All right. Well, you should care, Wanda, because now it's just going to be me talking about it and you going,
And I could say, ooh, what's that like?
So. Okay. So the big question on, I think, everybody's mind, or maybe just my mind, but probably your mind too, Wombat, was, are there any speed improvements to this thing? Because when the new Xbox experience came, or as Wombat calls it, Xbox Vista, we've noticed a very big reduction in responsiveness to the Xbox 360 dashboard. So that was immediately the first thing I checked when I fired this thing up, was what does it look like when I go to the friends section on the dashboard? Because on my old thing, it took forever. Like I would just be looking at a blank screen, basically. You know, I'd see the background, but there was no friends. I had no friends. It looked like I had no friends. There's a huge improvement, at least in this preview. There was a huge improvement on that, and when I call up the guide and look at the friends list, and just navigating through everything seemed a lot faster than before. Now, the big question is, Wombat, is this all going to go away when everybody gets access to this thing? Because that's what happened with the new Xbox experience, because I was in on the preview of that, and there were no speed issues then. But as soon as it went live, it was all downhill from there. So I thought I remember seeing or reading that this update was not supposed to address the speed issues. But now I'm thinking that I dreamed that. But I don't know. I tried searching for the answer, but I couldn't. I couldn't find it. So I don't know. But the point is, it's at least the preview, it's way better in terms of speed. The other additions, I can't really tell you about, because a lot of them revolve around Netflix and being able to manage your queue right from the dashboard, and you know, watching movies with your friends. That's all region locked now, so I can't access that. I canceled my Netflix subscription when they locked me out, obviously, because I had no use for it anymore. The other thing I played with a little bit, and it seems like the other major addition, unless I'm missing something, is that now you can buy clothing and props for your avatar. Now, I was trying to think, Wombat, is there any situation where you would buy clothing or props for your avatar?
Well, maybe someone's in your house and says, if you don't buy a new shirt for your avatar, I'm going to shoot your wife. That would be basically, and even then some people may opt for to not buy the stupid shirt.
Well, I mean, it depends if I had to watch them shoot her.
Yeah, and what the shirt
is. If I could leave. Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because you look through some of these things. They have some Monkey Island stuff in there. I mean, it looked pretty pricey. Like, I don't know how much it was, because it's all in the microspace dollars, but there was like a couple zeros on the end of that thing.
Let's say 80 points is a dollar.
Yeah, there were a lot of 80-pointers, but there was one, I'm telling you, there was one that was like $4 or something, unless I'm crazy. There was like the outfit. If you wanted the pirate outfit from Monkey Island, I want to say it was like $4. Now,
if you buy any of this stuff, someone should walk into your house and take your Xbox away from you.
Yeah, why don't they, on that menu, they should put a little box, you know, they have all these different options for the different junk you should buy. They should have another little box that says, donate this, you know, donate a dollar to charity. Okay, here it is. I'm on Shaq News. They have the pirate suit is LeChuck pirate suit is $3. The LeChuck pirate hat is $1, and the eye patch is 50 cents. So
you have
$4.
To buy the damn eye patch. They won't even give you that.
I know, it's ridiculous, and you have to buy the hat. You think you buy the pirate suit? They throw in the hat. I mean, what? It's ridiculous. It's awful. The only way I would buy something on that is if they made a cheap ass game or something. I would buy it. that's it.
Yeah,
or,
it's because you'd be making money on the back end from it.
Right, and I like getting stuff on the back end, as everybody knows.
There we go.
What if there was a RoboCop outfit? See, I don't know. See, I don't want to be a hypocrite. But
what would you do? You'd never see it.
I know. It's silly. But then now they're showing that Guitar Hero 5 supports avatars.
So you'd want to play Guitar Hero 5 as you as RoboCop playing. You're not even going to buy Guitar Hero 5. Why are we having this conversation?
Because maybe they'll make a RoboCop outfit, and then I'll buy it.
And then you'll buy Guitar Hero 5 so you can play Guitar Hero as RoboCop.
Yes, as me as RoboCop.
As you as RoboCop. That would be enough for you to spend, would probably essentially be like $65.
I did say I would never buy a premium theme, and I bought one like 2 weeks ago. I forgot to tell you.
What'd you buy?
I wanted to see what it was like, and I had so many Microsoft points because I bought like those really cheap cards that were on eBay. So I had like over 10,000 points. I bought the Aqua Teen Hunger Force premium theme. I don't know. It's whatever.
Do you want your points back?
I don't think I'm going to miss the money, but I don't feel like any great sense of joy or accomplishment every time I turn on my 360. Well, I do feel that every time I turn on my 360 and it works, but looking at the theme doesn't really do a lot for me. I don't think. Let me put it this way: I don't see myself buying another one of those things anytime soon.
I got you.
It seems pretty silly.
It is pretty silly.
So that's the dashboard. I mean, it seems like most of this stuff that was added to the new dashboard is to get you to spend more money, to get you to buy shit that you don't need. Which some people like doing that. Me, I don't think I'm going to be taking advantage of it. That's just me, though. Let's talk a little bit about Explosion Man.
Explosion Man.
Explosion. Yeah, I spelled it wrong here.
You did. It's not Explosion Man. It's I like S-splosion. How you spelled it, though. It's X.
Explosion. I'm trying to make it more extreme and cutting edge. Did you get this game or no?
I played the demo.
Oh, you played the demo? I bought it. Shipwreck told me a lot of good things about it, so I bought the game.
I found the demo frustrating.
I could see how you could find it frustrating. There's a very fine in a game in a like a puzzle. What would you call it? A puzzle platformer.
Yes.
Action, and you know it's an action puzzle platformer. It's a very fine line between fun and frustrating, and you know this game straddles it pretty tightly. And as you get through the game, the levels obviously get harder. And Shipwreck has told me about some, and in his video review, he tells you about some that sound like you're going to throw the controller out the window. You have to, like, time 36 proper explosions in a row. You know, explosion jumps.
Any game that involves me and timing, not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Well, that's a big deal in this game. I mean, basically, the game is you're this guy who's trying to escape from a lab, and your only thing that you can do is explode. That's how you jump. And to get through the levels, you do a lot of wall jumping, you know, exploding into wall jumping, and exploding onto barrels to jump higher, killing scientists by exploding on them, and, you know, getting through different puzzles in the levels. And each level has like a par time, and the goal is to try to get through the level in that time, but you know, just getting through the level brings you to the next level. And there's about 50 levels, I think, which is a lot. And I don't know. I don't even think I'm halfway through yet, or I'm maybe about halfway through.
There's definitely a market for this game, and the people that are looking for this game, I think this is as good a game of its type you're going to find. Puzzle platformer.
I agree.
So go for it. It's just not the game for me.
Yeah, I think everybody should try out the demo because you'll know pretty soon if this is the game for you or not. But it's a very well done game of this type. I mean, the graphics are great. It has a pretty interesting sense of humor. From what I've heard, the ending is incredible. And it's all I know about it, and I don't want to know anymore. I don't know if it's like Portal Incredible or Hitman Blood Money, which is one of my favorite endings, incredible. But I heard it's awesome. So I should have the video review up hopefully very soon. But definitely check out Explosion Man. There's even an online co-op mode. Online mode, co-op mode. I think it's up to 4 people. And there's a whole other set of levels. There's another 50 levels for the multiplayer, different ones. Although I heard there's some online like lag issues, which is a big deal for a game like this because it's all, you know, there's a lot of timing involved, exploding off of each other. So don't buy it for the multiplayer yet. Buy it for the single player. And I'm sure they'll fix the multiplayer stuff. But check out the demo, as Wombat says. Also in the world of Microsoft, Wombat, I'm very embarrassed when this happens. And it happens more often than I would like to admit. Do you know what I'm going to say, Wombat?
I don't, but go for it.
Okay. It's when I find out about like a thread on CAG that is newsworthy by reading about it on another blog.
That is pretty sad, because I've known about this thread since it started.
No, I knew about the thread.
Yeah.
It's not about the thread. I knew the thread existed. But so there's a thread on CAG called Xbox 360 Game Install Sizes and Loading Times. Basically, it's a huge list of, I think, all the Xbox 360 games, how much space they take up on your hard drive when you install them, and what type of performance benefits you receive by installing them, if any. One of our users on CAG, Dumb Laux, basically discovered that during the new, if you have the new preview, the new dashboard preview, it seems like when you go to install a game, they don't take up as much space anymore. Which is interesting, because you get the same performance benefits, but you save hard drive space. So that was sort of interesting. So something to look forward to if people maybe were trying to squeeze out a 60 gigabyte hard drive or something and not wanting to upgrade. The new dashboard looks like it'll hook you up a little bit.
Some of the installations were
big size difference. Like, before, I think there was like a minimum that it had to take up, I want to say like 3.5 gigabytes. But a game like Raiden Fighting Aces is 484 megabytes now.
Raiden,
so it's a huge difference.
Raiden Fighter Aces?
No, it's not Raiden.
Raiden? It's
Raiden. Raiden. It's
Raiden.
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 Raid. Raid is the bug spray.
Raiden loves karaoke.
Okay. I think that's it for that item. We talked about the avatars appearing in Guitar Hero 5. I mean, they've released the whole song list of Guitar Hero 5. I wasn't really that interested in most of the songs. And there's a lot of songs for me not to be interested in.
I don't know what the list is.
Yeah, I don't... I think I'm going to... Are you getting the Beatles game?
I would like to get the Beatles game, yes. I probably will.
All right. I mean, I ordered it.
I know. You mention it every week.
I know. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud that I'm somehow getting Amazon to ship that to me for a very reasonable price. One last thing I wanted to mention is that there's an interesting article on Kotaku about the rising price of Xbox Live Arcade games. Basically, the average price... Here's the summary of this article. You should look it out because check it out on Kotaku.
I've read it.
There's a lot of... What?
I've already read it.
Right. Well, not you. I'm talking about our listeners.
We don't have listeners.
There's a lot of nice graphs and stuff.
Blah, 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 listeners.
During the first month of the Xbox 360, the average price of games was just under 600 points. And now the average price is more than 700 points. And it says, basically, you don't see any more $5 games anymore, and you see a lot more $15 games.
It's also a very slanted statement.
How do you mean?
Look at what the $5 games are. One of them, you got games like Robotron, Gauntlet, Pac-Man,
Right, a lot of the early releases were just straight up
ports
old arcade
of
games.
Old arcade games, which actually you could get cheaper than $5 each. Where a lot of these $15 games are brand new original titles like Explosion Man. So you really can't, it's apples and oranges. It's not that there are fewer $5 games, which there are. There are fewer of these games that are coming out that should be released at $5.
I hear.
All
well, that's
of
a good
those
point,
Genesis titles that came out a couple of weeks ago, I believe, were $5 releases.
I see. All right, well, that's a good point. But we do just see a lot more $10 and $15 games, I guess.
That's because
but,
more
but yeah,
original
that's why.
Titles
You've
are
explained
coming
out. Why. Speaking of Xbox Live Arcade games, Wombat.
Yes.
Didn't you get another one?
I did get another one. I got Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Wow. Should we do the rest of the show like we have Down syndrome?
I'd rather not.
No.
You just offended at least some people.
Maybe that was more like cerebral palsy.
We had to turn it around. We're sorry, people with Down syndrome. We meant to make fun of people with cerebral palsy.
Do you
Please
remember
don't take the... offense. We'll all have a beer with the president.
Do you remember the Facts of Life? They had the...
Jerry.
Her name was
Jerry.
Jerry had cerebral palsy.
Yes,
she was one of the characters on the show.
She was also
she
on
was
Deadwood.
She was a stand-up comic.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real bummer. She really brought down that show. Blair, why you have to be so mean to me, Blair?
Yeah, unfortunately, she was the skinniest one in the house.
She was what?
She was the skinniest one in the house.
What do you mean? Blair was pretty skinny.
She's kind of chunky. If you look if you watch it again, they're all kind of chunky.
Oh, Blair, stop raiding the fringe. That's my sandwich. Sorry. All right. I'm sorry. Go on to Mortal whatever.
Terrible.
What are we doing? Mortal Kombat versus
It's not Mortal
Sclerosis?
Kombat versus Capcom. It's Marvel.
Right. Whatever.
It's Captain America versus Ryu.
So let me guess. It's just like the arcade game?
It is just like the arcade. It's hard.
Yeah, that's why I didn't buy it.
It's really hard.
I know. It's a lot of combos.
And
there's a lot of characters and cool shit, but it's a lot of... You got to study to play a game like this. I don't want to study.
Well, you could also do what I do and just put it down on the table and just slap on the buttons.
Yeah,
eventually,
but then
you
don't win.
Fight.
You know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Don't you want to win when you play?
I do, and I like watching the crazy color palette swaps that they have for some of these characters, like purple Captain America and blue Iron Man.
I like purple Captain America.
I know you like purple Captain America.
Yeah.
But it's
still Hello,
fun.
Dr. Doom!
Yeah. So, if you liked Marvel vs. Capcom 2 when you had it on your PlayStation 2, Xbox, or Dreamcast... then you'll probably like it again for $15 with online play.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people bought that.
Yes.
And that's fine.
The only problem is the demo is the worst.
The demo is the worst?
Yeah.
Oh, do they do the same thing they did with the Street Fighter
demo? They did. It's that local multiplayer only one round thing, two characters.
Local, yeah. It's worthless.
Yes, very much.
You can't even play if you don't have a friend over. You can't really try the demo out unless you're playing both characters at the same time.
Exactly.
Should we move on to Sony?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we both picked up a few PlayStation Network games.
In fact,
a lot of our news this week revolves around Sony and PlayStation Network. I guess the first game we should talk about is Fat Princess.
Fat Princess. I really like this game.
I really feel it's vastly overrated.
Well, here's the problem, is that I know there's been a lot of network problems.
Yes.
Yes. Now, the first day it came out, I went and, you know, this was before the news broke that there were network problems. I go and I turn the game on, and I go to join now. I figure, what the heck, I'll just join whatever is available. And I got into a game in, like, 15 seconds without any issues.
Okay.
And I played for, like, 2.5 hours.
And the lag was okay.
There was no lag, and there was no issues. And
okay.
The next morning, I find out that everyone's having problems. And when I tried to play the next night, I couldn't get into anything. So the first night I played, though, I had a really good time. Like, a really good time. And I was really good at the game.
I don't believe that. I think you're lying about both of these nights.
I played with Lick, who former member Lick, L-I-K.
I don't believe that either.
You could send him a message. He is my witness. In the four rounds I played, I single-handedly saved the princess three of those four times.
Why don't you explain the game very quickly to people?
Okay. You are a dude in a castle, and there's another castle. In your castle is the enemy's princess, and the other castle is your princess. You need to go and capture your princess and bring her back to your castle. In order to make this difficult for you, the other team feeds your princess cake, making her fatter and fatter, making her very heavy and hard to move. You can also upgrade your character class and weapons. How's that?
Blair, stop eating the cake.
Wow.
That's good.
That was a good
one. But, yeah, right, and the big part is that it's a pretty big online game. It's, what, 32 players?
Yeah, there's a lot of people playing at the same time, and it's very much like a real-time strategy game almost, where you're collecting resources to upgrade your base and your character class.
Right. One of the classes is a...
Worker.
What is it? Worker, and he can cut down trees or mine rocks, and then I guess you bring those resources into your base, and you can upgrade a lot of different things in your base, right? So, like, you can upgrade the different stations that produce basically the characters.
Yeah,
the fighter,
and each character class can be upgraded one time. So there's the base level, and then there's an upgrade.
And there's one upgrade, okay.
So,
but there's other stuff too, right? There's like a cat. I mean,
there's
catapult.
A catapult.
Do you have to build that
and
stuff?
And there's the chicken bomb, and there's a regular bomb. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And
right,
it requires some sort of, you know, a little bit of strategy.
So. See, that's the problem. I was really looking forward to this game. It's been on my CAG wish list for a while because I thought the look of the game was really awesome. But when I play the game, it just seems like a huge free-for-all. And there's so many, it's 32 people. It's a lot of people running around. Map's not that big. And it just seems like a big mess of stuff on the screen. Like when there's like 15 guys on the screen at the same time, and there's like a little bit of lag, it's just like a mess.
You know, you need to play with, like, I would say four, it would probably be fun to play with like four or five other people that you know and have headsets that you could talk to.
I guess so.
Because I guarantee you, even if it's 32 on 32, the five people could pretty much own it if they were organized.
I only, like, you know, I was only able to get into two games out of all the times I tried, so... You know, I'm just telling you about my initial impressions of the game and, you know, that I've just been pretty excited for the game. And now that I got it, I'm just disappointed, I guess.
But you also are probably one of those jerks where the first thing you do is pick up the warrior hat and just try to run to the other castle.
No, I don't even take the warrior. I like the archery guy.
Yeah, and you just run to the other castle.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to pick up a worker hat and upgrade everything. And then once everything is upgraded, then you pick your fighting class, and then you go as a group to the other castle.
I was playing last night, and Mrs. Chibi was watching me. And that's what I was trying to do, right? So I kept dying, of course. And then I showed her how you could be the worker, and you could cut down the trees and stuff. And every once in a while, I would go back to being like a fighter or something. And I kept dying. And Mrs. Chibi just told me to go back to cutting trees. She's like, you suck at fighting. You're much better at cutting trees.
You also get more points for bringing trees back to your house than you do for killing people.
Yeah, so that's what I did. I mean, it sounds like you liked the game a lot more than I did. You know what? I'm looking forward to getting to a CAG, into like a CAG night. And I think there's one tonight, but I don't think I can make it.
Yeah, well, I don't think
it's happening right now.
Yeah,
actually.
I was gonna say it's happening probably right now. So,
yeah,
maybe next week I'll join into if there is a CAG Fat Princess Night. I would be happy.
Well, I want to play next week. Next week I can play.
So we'll both play next week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
CAG game night, so Fat Princess next Sunday.
Right, and that's the deal with Fat Princess. It's $15. There's no demo, right?
No, and I know they're working on a patch. I think that news came out today to fix the online.
Yeah, they better work on that a little. I mean, it's not unlike the Battlefield 1943 launch on the 360, although at least I could get into games with that. I know some people couldn't, but my experience wasn't that awful. I mean, it was awful. It just this was worse. also on the PlayStation Network, I picked up Shatter, or I downloaded it off a Shipwreck's account. Actually, you got it too, right?
I did.
I know. I saw your score. That's how I know you got it.
Ah.
And I beat your score.
Wow, you're better than I am.
So Shatter is like a, it's like Breakout. It's one of these block breaking games, but, you know, all technoed up with a lot of stuff going on. You can suck and blow the ball. Right, Wombat? That's why Wombat likes it, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You can suck and blow balls.
I don't suck and blow balls.
But that's how you play the game.
Suck and blow balls?
Yeah.
That was the original title of the game, you know.
That's a pretty good title.
Suck and blow balls.
So it's a pretty interesting take on Breakout. And, you know, if you like techno music, I think, and that whole look, just like, you know, we were talking about that iPhone game, Blue Defense, it's, you know, it's got a look, a feel like that. And there's a lot more going on than a typical Breakout game, at least. Yeah, than that.
And it's
$8. I thought it was pretty good. I was pleasantly surprised with the game. It does that cool thing that, like, Geometry Wars does, where it tells you who on your friends list has the next high score that you need to beat. You know, it tells you right on the screen while you're playing, so it gives you something to shoot for. Yeah, how much is that game? $10?
$8.
Oh, $8? Okay.
I said that like 2 minutes ago.
I think it was pretty cool, and if that sounds interesting to you, I think you should check it out. I think they did a nice job with it.
All right.
What do you think?
I like it.
You liked it? Pretty good?
Yeah.
I'll get back to playing that. There's a lot of PlayStation Network games that I bought and that I like to go back and play every once in a while, like The Last Guy or Eden, Pixel Junk Eden, and even Monsters. Flower, I don't know if I'm going back to after I finished it.
I don't think I'd go back to Flower.
I tried to go back to it once, and I couldn't figure out which level was which from the screen, the title screen, because it's just flowers on a screen. There's no numbers or anything, so I had no idea which level was which. So I was like, all right, maybe I'm not playing this. Playing anything else on the PS3?
No, we covered it.
Okay, so let's move on to some news items, some interesting stuff here. Over on Amazon Germany, there is a listing for a PlayStation 3 Slim.
Yeah, I read it. It's interesting because it says no Jews allowed.
No Jews inside the PlayStation?
No Jews inside PlayStation.
So, I mean, it looks like this thing's definitely coming. Was there any doubt at this point? I mean...
No. It's really just a question of when and how much.
Exactly. That is the question. And rumors look like it's going to be very soon. People, I mean, the rumor from 1UP was that, like, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to see this thing. You know, with the Madden release. So... That's the PlayStation 3 Slim, I guess. We don't really know any other details about it.
Is that what they're going to call it, though, the PS3 Slim?
I don't know. What else would they call it?
I don't know. Just something snazzier than the Slim.
PS3. I think they're just going to call it PS3.
And they'll just PS3. They're remodeled.
Yeah. They didn't call the PS2 Slim the PS2 Slim, did they?
No. It sounds like the southern cousin of the PlayStation 2.
Right.
This is my cousin Slim. How y'all doing?
There are two 360 arcade games that are coming to the PlayStation Network, and they're two good ones. So this is good news for PS3 owners. Braid is coming, which is a game that I really liked a lot and you thought was overrated.
Yeah, save your money.
No, don't save your money.
Save your
waste
money.
Your money.
Save your money.
I mean, spend your money.
And save your money and buy Castle Crashers instead.
Okay, Castle Crashers is the other one that's coming to PlayStation Network, which is another great game.
And better than Braid.
Maybe. You know, my big problem with Castle Crashers for the 360 was that they didn't fix the online play until I had already finished the game.
Yeah, that was a big problem with the game, but
big freaking problem.
Yeah, but it's a cool game.
That's a big bunch of bullshit right there.
Bullshito?
Right. But anyway, great game. Two great games coming to the PlayStation Network, so that's good news. Also, lastly, in the world of Sony, remember that game, The Agency, that it's supposed to be a massively multiplayer first-person shooter?
Where you play as the cops or the criminals and...
No, that's APB.
Oh.
That's not a first-person shooter. That's a third-person experience.
This is the one where you play as a spy?
Something like that.
In an agency of some sort?
Yes. Well, some of the senior staff has left working on that game. So don't expect to see that very soon. Although Sony says everything's, you know, fine. Everything's probably not fine, Wombat.
I don't think it is. It's a boring conversation
You think it's boring? I don't know.
It was a joke. It was a Star Wars joke.
What did you say? It was a boring what? A
boring conversation anyway.
Oh, right.
Everything's fine here.
Everything's fine. I haven't seen the original Star Wars in a long time.
You should watch it so you get more of my jokes. Did you watch Space by any chance?
I did not watch it. I do have it. I just haven't had a chance to watch it.
Spaced, for all of you who don't know what Spaced is, it's the first show that Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg did together. The people who did Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, which I really enjoyed both of those very much. Their TV series, which is very short, it's only 2 seasons, 7 episodes each, and they're half-hour shows, is on Hulu now, the entire series. So I recommend checking it out. It's free, and it's online at Hulu.com. If you're a fan of those movies, and you're a fan of Star Wars and The Matrix and
British people.
British people and video games and sitcoms where they drop F-bombs a lot, I highly recommend it.
Oh, they show F-bombs on Hulu?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so go check that out.
All right, let's move on to Nintendo, Wombat. I only have one item for Nintendo, and this is revolves around, what does this revolve around? Oh, this the Monkey Island on Wii. Right, so Telltale Games.
Some Monkey Island on Wii?
I know. Monkey Island, Telltale Games put out Tales of Monkey Island
There's a lot of on Wii when it comes to Monkey Island.
I know, it's crazy. These monkeys are crazy. So basically what happened is they put out Tales of Monkey Island on the Wii. And there's a lot of frame rate issues and all kinds of issues with the game. And people are complaining. They're upset. And it was funny because I remember when Shipwreck and I saw it during E3, they thought they were going to be able to make the Wii version pretty much comparable to the PC version. But it looks like that didn't happen. Now, where it gets interesting is that one of the programmers from Telltale, on their forums, on the developers' forums, basically are saying that the Wii is not as powerful as the iPhone. Okay, I mean, let me read you his exact quote so I don't get this wrong, because this is interesting. It says, the voices and textures are the way they are because we're limited to 40 megs for WiiWare titles. The PC versions of our games are usually 150 plus megs, and most modern games range anywhere from 1 to 10 gigabytes or more. Talk to Nintendo about this one. And then he goes on to say, frame rate issues will probably get sorted out eventually, but keep in mind that the Wii is just not a powerful console. An iPhone is much more powerful than a Wii even. And then later he stands by his comments saying, the Wii and the DS are extremely underpowered and their popularity doesn't remove the hardware limitations. So there you go, Wombat. The iPhone is more powerful than the Wii, according to this guy. How could that be?
I don't know.
Could that be true?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Did you just fall asleep?
No.
Oh, sorry. Well, I should have mentioned, we should have done this first, but you picked up Wii Sports Resort.
Oh, look at that. I did. I picked it up on that limited time sale when they were just doing the one day sale at Toys R Us. For the $20.
Oh, the 20 bucks?
Yeah, I got the $20 gift certificate, which has already been spent on the baby.
Mm.
She needed a chair. We got her a chair.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyway, I got the Wii Sports Resort. You should pick it up.
Dude, I'm not going to play it. You think I'm really going to play it?
No, I don't, but I'll say it anyway because I enjoy it, and so does the missus. We both enjoy it. You know what we really like? We really like the archery. Archery is a lot of fun. I like the game where you have to slice things in half, because that game's a lot of fun. I believe that game is called Slicing Stuff in Half. I like flying the plane.
If I could get the English version, I would play.
I like flying the plane. I like golf. Golf is pretty robust for a Wii Sports game. Yeah. I like the frisbee throwing. That's pretty badass. But archery is probably where it's at. What I don't like,
I would play it, I guess.
The basketball. Basketball sucks my balls.
The shooting, the free throw shooting.
Yeah, don't like the basketball. Everything else, great. Basketball, go to hell.
Right, they showed that the E3 press conference, and it looked pretty stupid.
Yeah, it's very random.
Yeah. It looks dumb. Who wants to jump up and down in their apartment throwing basketballs?
Who jumps? I just stand up.
Don't do you even jump. Stand up or do you sit on the couch?
Sometimes I stand up because in certain games it is a little more comfortable to stand. But, yeah. The jet ski is fun. I like the waterboarding. I think that's the one where you do the tricks. Or that's the one where you torture terrorists. I forget.
Right. They should have both in there.
They should.
That's where we should. You know what? That's where they should keep. You know, they want to shut down Guantanamo Bay. They should put all those guys in Wii Sports Resort.
Wii Sports Island, I think it's called. Whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Skydiving. I've done that.
It sounds great. I don't know. So did you buy? So you had to go buy another Wii Motion Plus?
No,
then, right?
we just take turns. A lot of the games are turn taking games. So
I see.
It's not like you're doing archery at the same time.
But ping pong, you
ping
would.
Ping pong,
right?
You would. Ping pong is good. Also, it is kind of weird with the 1x1. It does certain games take a little getting used to. Mm-hmm. The ping pong is one of them because you'll find yourself turning your hand and you could see the guy turning his paddle. I'm like, oh wait, I gotta not do that. So.
Interesting. I mean, I'm lightly interested in the game, but I don't know if I'm enough interested to buy it in Japanese and to buy another Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah, I don't know if you need both those. But
if it showed up at my door somehow magically in English, then I would play it.
That's not going to happen.
If there's any wizards out there that can zap a copy.
Oh, that reminds me. You said wizards. I saw the sixth Harry Potter movie last weekend.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was awful.
It got like ridiculous scores on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know, like, and I love the other movies. I'm a big fan of the Harry Potter franchise. But
nothing happened.
But seeing Kids in Hallways, as I call it, that's the name of the movie, by the way. Kids
is what?
Kids in Hallways.
Right. Yeah, Kids in the Hallways, like lightly making out.
Not yeah, they barely even do that. It's like, oh, I want to make out with her. Oh, we should make out, Harry. Oh, Harry.
Right.
Harry, do you want to make out with snug? Her?
Snug.
Yeah, let's go snug. Oh, did you hear? Harry snogging with Abigabo. Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Touch me penis, governor.
Cheerio, governor. Harry's got a penis.
It's a magic wand. It's a real magic wand, don't you know?
Penaeus Penunius.
Yeah, Harry's got a magic wand.
He's got a Harry Potter.
It sucks because I so rarely get to go to a movie, and that was the movie. That's like the only movie I've seen in a theater in the last 2 years. Oh no, I saw Batman when I was during PAX last year, about a year ago. But you know, weak one.
It was
at
weak.
Best.
Poor Harry Potter. Make a good
Poor
movie.
Harry Potter. He should, look, if anybody should be getting laid in that joint, it should be Harry Potter.
You'd think, because he's the chosen one, and everyone knows it, and they still treat him like dirt.
Right. Why are they all picking? I mean, look, he's like very powerful. He's famous. I mean, all those girls will be all over him. And he plays the sport.
He's the captain
he's like
the of the team in this
it's
one.
Ridiculous.
He's the captain of the team. And he still gets no respect from anyone in that school.
He's ridiculous.
He's also
he's been
a senior now for 3 years.
Right, I mean, it's so stupid. He should have those magic bitches all over his jock. I mean, there's no question about it.
We all need some magic bitches.
I know. I could use some. It'd be good. Very, very handy.
Magic bitches.
Yes. You like magic bitches, Wombat?
I do like magic bitches.
All right, should we move on, Wombat, to your favorite, the time for you to shine?
Oh, yes. I love it when I get to shine.
Yes, well, this is Wombat's News and Stuff, or it's the Wombat Report, or what else do we call this?
Why Wombat Magic. Walks.
Magic Bitches.
Magic Bitches. Wombat's Magic Bitches and News.
Right. Uh-huh. All right, so take it away, Wombat.
Well, you know, what I really wanted to talk about mostly this week was, you know, as you are well aware, I was the featured gamer on Xbox.com a week ago.
Yes.
A little over a week ago at this point. And when I initially did the interview, it was my understanding that that meant I would do an interview with Trixie, and it would go on the website, and that would kind of be the end of it.
Right. And they put you on the website, and they put you on the dashboard, too.
See, I didn't realize they put you on the dashboard also.
Right. Okay.
And they put me on the dashboard last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to an influx of me getting messages on my Xbox.com account.
Yeah, because I know... Tracking, you know, moderator Tracking from CAG, is on your friends list.
Yes.
And he's telling me that he's been getting more messages just by being on your friends list.
I know, and I switched like, my friends list to private because of it.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Because he said that he was getting random messages and friend requests, and yeah.
Yeah. So I set it to private, and I apologize to anyone on my friends list who got too many messages.
All right.
So, you know, it started out, it was kind of cool. And a lot of them, well, I would say the vast majority of the message, because it says, don't forget to say hi to Wombat, or a lot of hi. Like, of the, and I would say at this point, maybe close to 600 messages I got.
Of people just saying hi.
After hi, a lot of it was, because it said my likes and dislikes from what I did in the interview, where people saying, I also really like X, whether it be Burn Notice, Fallout 3, or the Beatles.
Space Bitches. Right.
There was a lot of those. Then there was a couple from, you know, forum members and things like that, like Trotto8, who said, dude, why does your avatar look better than you? Ha ha ha. By the way, I think the CAG cast is hilarious. Good job. That's nice. That's
sure.
Digital Disco, he says, you know, love that CAG cast. You know, a handful of ones like that. There's a good amount of those too. So can't complain about that. You know, and the nice ones, you know, they just keep going on. It was Marine Cog Alpha said die. And San Antonio CK said, LOL, you suck. Underrated said, you are a fat piece of shit. Inhurt 2012, the Beatles equal the worst band ever.
The worst.
This one is Metal Bar Merrill, your website sucks, mine is better.
What's his? Oh, was that from the editor of Joystick?
Yeah, probably. Six That's of Chris Nine Kent. Junior, you are such a cock smoker and wombats are retarded. Wombat bats suck more dick than Paris Hilton.
That would be impossible.
Generic Darius, do you have 800 Microsoft points I can have? Lone Wolf AK-47, go fuck yourself, fatty. Golden like urine, douchebag.
Is he allowed to have that as a gamer tag?
I guess so. Let's see, wait. Canada? I guess it's supposed to be Canada. I don't know. It's spelled with a K. 100. Right. Wow, kid. Not impressed. I didn't know I was out to impress him.
What was he supposed to be impressed?
I don't know. It didn't even make sense to me. Coke X King. Fuck you, you fat white cracker. Don't file complaints on me, you fat ass redneck.
Redneck? If there's one thing that you're not, it's a redneck.
I mean, today,
those other things may be true, but you're not a
gamer redneck. Gamertag today, but the O is a zero. Gamer spotlight equals fag.
I had a feeling that that's how they came up with the people.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Untamable X, wow, you are a loser. And of course, the other question I got asked the most, but I like the way this guy asked it the best, is BlackWolf901 wants to know, how do you get on Gamer Spotlight? But he spelled it HAW DU GATE, GATE,
right.
On Gamer Spotlight, LIET.
Right.
HAW you gate on Gamer Spotlight.
Not like that.
Now, I also sent you an audio clip for you to play.
Yes, I have not listened to that. Is this the time in the
this
show?
This is
where
the
I'm
time of the show
this?
Where you're to play the audio clip, because people also sent me voice messages.
Okay, so this is a voice message. So let me cue that up right now. Here we go.
I'm inclined to ask how you got to be in the Gamer Spotlight, seeing as how your profile is neither entertaining or really worthy of anybody's attention in any way.
Wow.
You fucking know life. You're like 20 and you're still playing Xbox. I just saw you on the fucking dashboard, you fat shit. If you look your fucking avatar, you really are a 40-year-old fucking virgin, motherfucker. I'll beat your ass.
Oh my god.
Hey, look, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck your children. Fuck whatever the fuck you host, nigga. Fuck all your shit. If you ain't got zero for me, nigga, fuck you. Take your McNasty ass back to fucking McNasty and leave on the fucking sit on the goddamn porch on the way out my house.
Wow.
hey, look, it's me, Titanium, remember me? And Lithium? Yeah. You know what? You're a faggot. How could you be on the spotlight, dude? You're a fucking fag.
Wow.
You are so much trash that you're trash out of the garbage trash. And it smells like so much poo because you suck at games. Yes, you do. You suck at games. You suck at games. Trash.
Wow. You know, that clip basically just sums up the Xbox Live community right there. Yeah.
Stay classy, Xbox Live.
Right. Oh, my God. You know, it went from being funny to, like, it's sort of funny when you read them, but when you hear the people say it themselves, that type of stuff, it gets a lot less funny.
It's really scary. Like, my wife really didn't understand it because she was with me. A lot of the messages, and I didn't know this, when you get, you only have a space of 100 messages at a time on Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a new one, whatever's on the bottom gets erased. Obviously, right. I've never had more than 100 messages at one time, so I wouldn't have known this. So mm-hmm. some of the really bad messages, not voice messages, but text messages, I didn't even get a chance to, like, cut and paste and save somewhere.
So there were more.
A lot more. The vast majority would be, of course, questioning my sexual preference.
It's just disgusting. It's really, I mean, I was laughing, but like, I don't think it's funny anymore. I mean, after listening to like all that shit, I mean, it's really gross. And you never really, you know, most people who get chosen to be the featured gamer, whatever they call it, you know, they're not people who are, you know, doing podcasts or people who can follow up and say, hey, this is what happened after I became Xbox featured gamer. And now we know.
Now you know.
And now you know that you don't want to be the Xbox featured gamer unless you like to receive a lot of insults.
Yeah, it was like at first it was kind of funny and kind of cute, but then it got to be really annoying. Honestly,
yeah.
I played a lot more Wii Sports Resort and Fat Princess in the last week because whenever I get on my Xbox, I get this influx of messages from people I don't know. A lot of people wanting to be on my friends list also, which is nice, but it's, hey, will you delete someone and add me? I'm like, I'm not going to delete someone.
I don't even know you.
Yeah, I don't know you. You have a gamer score of 30.
Right.
And it's not, I'm not saying you have to have a high gamer score for me to be your friend, but it's obviously you don't play your Xbox often. Why would I delete someone to make you my friend?
Wow.
It was just very strange. And at first I tried to respond to as many people as I can, but it's very slow. So it's kind of hard. And also you have a limited amount of replies you could do in a day.
Did you respond to the guy who
I didn't respond
you a
to any
version?
Of the nasty ones, no. Not the voicemail messages either. I wish I could remember those guys' names, but whatever.
I like the guy that threatened you to report him.
Yeah. Yes, I should report him. Because I am a redneck.
You're a redneck. Wow. Wow. Well, that was very enlightening, Wanda. I don't know what to say. I was very shocked. I was amused at first, but now I'm just disgusted. And, you know, it's like playing a round of Halo, except in your inbox. Wow. Okay, so...
Yeah, and that's, you know, if anything kills online gaming, that's it, people. It's not the games.
It's the
technology. People. It's the people.
Now that the fact that people don't use mics on PlayStation Network is sounding pretty good. I don't want to hear these people.
It's, you know, if you're going to play a game online, you got to play with your friends.
What kind of person would do that? Like, would take the 30 seconds or a minute to leave you a message like that? I mean,
don't know.
Talk about having no life, I mean. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, and,
all right, well, I'm
and
at,
send my sincerest apologies to Trakin, as I know he doesn't listen to the show. And
I will. He's okay.
Yeah, about
he's
that. Because I do feel really bad for anyone whose friends list got inundated based on my ill-begotten fame.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's move on, Wombat. Let's move on to what else you got in the Wombat report. Weport.
Yes. I just thought this was interesting that it seems like there's someone in the games industry that actually seems to have his head on straight and has done some smart things recently, and he got promoted.
Mm-hmm. Me?
Yeah, no, Jeff Jung? Jeff Jung? J-U-N-G-E?
Jung.
Jung? He works for Warner Brothers Games Division Interactive. And he was just promoted to the VP of Business Management. He was the guy who thought that Warner Brothers should buy Traveler's Tales.
Oh.
And he was the guy who said, you know, you guys should buy Midway.
Well, the Midway one may not have been a good deal.
I think that is a good deal.
Lot of those, I think they sell a lot of those Lego Rock Bands. I mean, Lego games.
I think that Midway is a steal for what they're getting it for.
Mm.
And I think that the DC versus Mortal Kombat kind of gave him a peek inside to how that runs to give the Warner Brothers a leg up on that purchase.
I see. All
right. Yeah.
So, fair enough.
Yeah. So I thought, hey, why not?
Congratulations.
We always bash people who are bad to make dumb decisions in this industry. Let's talk about someone that actually may have done something right. But speaking of dumb, Sega reports a $150 million dip in sales for Q 2010.
Q1
2010.
Right. That's first quarter.
Yes, that's
their
first quarter.
Financial quarter.
Thanks.
Right.
So
Well, what games do they put out?
Not that many. That's the reason why.
Right.
It's just they put out 37 titles.
Right.
But they only put out 17. They only put out 17. Right. But yeah, I can't think of The Conduit, House of Dead Overkill,
Mad World. A lot of stuff that didn't sell very well.
No.
Oh, here's the list right here. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff that didn't sell.
Yeah, but that would explain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they have Alpha Protocol is coming out and Bayonetta.
Yeah. I don't know how
I don't think those are going to sell either.
Me neither.
Alpha Protocol did not really do it for me when I saw it. It looked very generic. Very generic action game. I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else, Wombat? Should we move into the keg bags area?
Let's go to the keg bag.
Okay. Let's. Do we have any Twitter things?
Nothing that we haven't talked about already. So it's kind of... Oh.
Okay.
Sorry, keg Twitter bag. People. Be more original.
Right. Tommy Don has a question for you, Wombat. He says, what's with all the negative thinking towards DJ Hero? Every time it's mentioned on the show, you seem to quickly end the subject or talk about how it will fail. Is there something personal about this issue? Don't like the genre of music? Perhaps a bizarre turntable accident that occurred in your childhood, or you prefer not to discuss? Or that you prefer not to discuss? What gives?
Bizarre turntable incident when I was a child.
What happened? You tried to put your penis through the record hole?
Exactly. And there was too much big room left over in the hole. Yeah,
it was like throwing a hot dog down the
hallway.
It was like
throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Yes.
Wow. But it was a 40. It was a 45.
Yeah, it was a 45. I just don't see the point of DJ Hero. I don't understand why.
Well,
I'll
tell you the point. The point is, see, here's the cool thing about DJ Hero that maybe you don't understand. Okay, I can understand you don't see the point of having another different plastic instrument.
Yes, I think that this game should come out next fall 2010, and there should be no Guitar Hero 5. I think that the industry has saturated itself with these plastic musical games in a bad economy where there isn't enough space in the marketplace for too many games that cost $100 or more. I think that by releasing them all at the same time is a boneheaded business decision, and the company that does it will find failure on both ends as opposed to spacing it out and maybe releasing it at a more palatable price point that would help the consumer and the marketplace better. Instead, we have an oversaturated music genre that is slowly eating itself to death. Now you tell me why we need it.
Well, I'm just going to tell you what's a little different about this game.
It's not the game that's the problem. I don't care what the game's about or how great it is.
It's the price.
The game can shoot rainbows out of the TV.
Oh, it does.
But it's $120, and it's coming out the same time as Band Hero and Guitar Hero 5. Who needs all this at the same time?
Right. I agree. It is. You know, Activision really seems to be in love with plastic instruments and or plastic anything, anything that they can do to make their game cost over $100, they're gonna put it out. So they're putting out the Tony Hawk with the skateboard. They're putting out DJ Hero. They're putting out another Guitar Hero game. They got that Band Hero game. There's a special edition Guitar Hero game. I mean, DJ Hero that I'm imagining it's going to cost $200. It comes with like a special turntable case that turns into a DJ table with legs and everything and like CD soundtrack. They're coming out with those different Modern Warfare 2, the $150 prestige edition. It seems like any way that they can put that price tag, you know, into the $150 area, they're going to do it.
So to answer your question, Tommy Don, it has nothing to do with the game DJ Hero. That's not my problem. My problem is the business decision behind it that I just don't understand. I'd say it would be great if DJ Hero was either released right now or released maybe in the spring or fall of 2010, or Guitar Hero 5 should be released in the spring or fall of 2010, or Band Hero should be released now. But it's too much to all be coming out in Q4 2009.
So you're saying as a Activision stockholder, I should be upset?
Yes.
When's Tony Hawk coming out? Because that's another one. That's in October. So basically, in 2 months, they have several different games that are coming out that have you can pay over $100 to get them.
Yes.
Sweet. And look, well, I was going to say one of the interesting things about DJ Hero is that the entire soundtrack is exclusive to this game. They've made mashups exclusive for this game. So unlike, you know, Guitar Hero and those games where you just, you know, songs you've already heard before, these are all new songs. So that's kind of cool. But
yeah,
I totally get your point, Wombat. You're not opposed to the game. You're opposed to Activision's business decisions.
Yes, which I think you agree with me begrudgingly.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it seemed. I don't think their strategy is great. And I think, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is that all these things, you know, they're big boxes, right?
Yes.
You can't put all this shit on the same shelf in a store. I mean,
it's a lot of store space. I didn't even think of that. Like, is Best Buy really going to want to have their video games section just full of boxes for DJ Hero, Guitar Hero, Band Hero, Lego Rock Band, Beatles Rock Band, and Tony Hawk?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's a lot. I don't know how they're going to do it all. And is this going to mean that in 6 months after the game comes out, or, you know, 8 months, you're going to see this shit for half price?
They can't give away these Rock Band and Guitar Hero 2 whatever setups.
Yeah, because that's what we've seen. We've seen Rock Band 2 and Guitar Hero World Tour, the band kits, for literally 50% off.
Yeah, that's what they sell for in most places now.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. I think bored store workers build forts out of them when no one's looking.
Right.
And just wait until all these other games come out, and then you're going to be able to pick up Rock Band 2 for probably like $40.
Yeah. What are they going to do with all those things? I mean, because they've already started to blow them out, and those games aren't even out yet. These new games aren't even out yet. Huh, it's interesting, but luckily, it's really not our problem.
No, we're not in that business.
But it is a lot of burden to put on your customer base to say, here are all these games we want you to buy, and they're all $120 and up. You know, more or less. This was an interesting question, and I don't even know how I'm going to answer it, but I thought I would read it anyway. Benjamouth says, does it worry you that as the CAD community grows, the practice of buying games and flipping them for profit, be it in-store credit or real money, is becoming more and more accepted, and that this may give the site a bad reputation with retailers like GameStop or Best Buy? We now have a thread dedicated to flipping games, and recently someone posted a comment from a GameStop manager who allegedly said, oh, you must be one of those CAG guys who flips games for profit. I may sound like an old man here, but I remember a time when flipping games was generally cast in a poor light on this site, and people were encouraged to buy games to actually play them. It saddens me to see the site becoming more and more like a video game equivalent of Fat Wallet or Slick Deals. He also wants to know if I have an update on the pizza guy, and I don't, I said. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of reading about that on my site, and I guess in the past, I can't recall if this was something that we moderated in the past or it just didn't come up. you know, like people just didn't seem that interested in it. He asks if I'm worried about the site having a bad reputation. No, I'm not really. That wouldn't be what my concern would be. My bigger concern would be what does the community want? If a huge majority of the community doesn't want that shit discussed on CAG, then that would be a problem to me. I don't, you know, whatever. I'm sure GameStop and Best Buy and all these other stores don't like a lot of stuff, but, you know, that's sort of their problem, not my problem.
And this is, they don't it like is, it is can... a perfectly legal practice to go to.
It is, but I understand it becomes like a form of trolling in a way if the majority of the community doesn't want to hear about it.
Oh, well, that's a whole other issue, though. If there's a
right.
if there's a forum dedicated to people talking about that, is you can't troll in a forum if that's what the forum's about.
Well, he's saying a thread in a forum. But yeah, I mean, it's something I'm going to think about. I'm going to look into it, Benjamouth. But to answer your question, no, I'm not worried about what the retailers have to say. Hey, look, if they don't like it, there's a great solution for them. They should buy the site for a lot of money. That's the great solution. Then it's their problem. Then they can do whatever they want.
What am I going to do then?
What do you do?
Yeah.
Then what happened to your comic book video game site?
Eat me.
What do you mean?
Then you could start that up for me. That'll be your
right.
next big adventure.
Yeah, because yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to sell the site for a lot of money and then sit at the computer more.
I know.
That's what I want to do. You know what you should do? You start a website with all of... Just collect various hate speech from Xbox Live and just make a website about that. I'm still like, my head is still spinning from that, dude. I mean, because I was laughing my ass off in the beginning, and by the end of that, I was like, wow, people are just ugly.
Now you know why I wouldn't let you hear or read any of it for the last week, by the way.
I didn't even know what you were doing. I had no idea. You didn't even tell me what you were doing. You just said you were working on something.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah. It was very interesting.
It was very enlightening.
Uplifting. Yeah, I want to go burn my Xbox now. I want to go throw my headset out. Let's see here, Wombat. Did any of these strike your fancy at all? Or no? Somebody wants to know if we're going to have a CAG New York City meetup.
Are we?
That's be right back. I have to pee on Twitter. I don't know. I don't know if Mrs. Chibi's going to let me do that. Are there any, like, arcade type, like Dave & Buster type places in Manhattan?
There's a Dave & Buster's in Manhattan.
There is? Oh, maybe we'll do that.
We could do that. I would love to do a live CAG cast.
We could do it from Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, it would be noisy from there, but we could. We could rent a theater space.
Well, I got a feeling Miss Chibi's not going to be too happy about
it. Because you can rent a theater space for, like, dirt cheap. I mean, you know, like one of those sketchy second floor, hole-in-the-wall theater spaces.
But that's going to be a lot of work. Like, I mean, if we're going to invite people to it, then we got to feed them and stuff. And
we don't have to feed anybody. The nice thing about Dave & Buster's is and a half or 2 hours and watch us talk into microphones at a computer. And when we're done talking, they'll go home, and so will we.
Maybe. Okay.
And we can take live questions. It'll be exciting.
I guess I'll think about it. I got a little bit of time to think about it.
I like this Saunders Cowie question.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
He says, gentlemen, I am looking for some movie recommendations. I seem to have not really experienced an entire generation of movies from a certain selection of actors. Most notably Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, Harold Ramis, John Candy, John Belushi, and anyone else similar. Any recommendations would be great. I've probably seen some of them, i.e. Caddyshack, Ghostbusters, but let yourself go. Would you like to go first?
Sure. Chevy Chase, I'd say you got to see Fletch.
Yes.
And National Lampoon's Vacation.
I'm not a huge Vacation fan.
Oh, come on.
I love Fletch, but I'm not a huge Vacation fan.
Okay. Those, I think, as far as Chevy Chase goes, those are probably the best ones.
That's basically it.
You know, Spies Like Us.
I mean, you could say something like Foul Play, but that's a different type kind of movie altogether.
Right. Yep. And also, Steve Martin, The Jerk. He's not in that, but that's just a different movie.
Animal House, you can't. Funny. look over Animal House. That movie is hysterical from start to finish. And I see something new and funnier in it every time I see Animal House. Watch Animal House today. Yes. I also recommend Stripes, which isn't on your list. You didn't mention Stripes.
Oh, right.
Stripes features Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, and John Candy.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with that film. Speaking of John Candy, I also recommend Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, it was all right.
I like that movie.
All right.
I also like Uncle Buck. So, you know, what does that say about me?
I know. But all about you. I learned from Xbox Live.
It's true.
You're a redneck fag.
I am a redneck fag.
And you're fat.
And I'm fat.
Yeah. And what else?
Trading
and you're
Places.
A virgin.
Trading Places. Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, Trading Places is the best.
Trading Places is a fine American cinematic experience.
Featuring Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. All right. I think that's enough of that. Siphon Filter had a question for you, Wombat. He says, I know you're a big Ratchet fan, so with Ratchet and Clank, A Crack in Time coming this fall, what do you think of the new time travel mechanics? And GPD, since you don't get Tools of Destruction, will you give this Ratchet a buy now that it has a time travel mechanics which changes the gameplay and makes it more fresh?
I'm sure it'll be very fun, like all the Ratchet
and Clank. I'll check it out. I mean, I looked it up on Wikipedia, and it says here, it says... one such mechanic involves a staff that Clank will carry that activates time pods. Once activated, these will record a minute of actions and then will be replayed, allowing a recorded version of Clank to step up on a switch to activate a door for a real version. Up to 4 copies of Clank can be made in this manner to solve puzzles.
It sounds like
and
great.
There's a bigger emphasis on space combat and exploration. I don't know, that didn't sound that exciting. Stepping on switches with... Stepping on switches is really tough to make sound exciting.
It sounds like Braid to me.
Well, there's not switches. All right. I don't want to get into a whole Braid thing with you right now. I think that's about it, Wombat. My, I don't know.
It's late. It's time for bed. And
it's late and my throat hurts a lot.
I have a day tomorrow. You know when... Well, you don't know because you don't have a real job, but, you know, there are certain times when you know going into work that you're going to have a long, hard, annoying day, and I know that I'm going to have one of those today.
So. I understand. I understand, yeah. Wombat. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. Have you been watching Hell's Kitchen?
I have.
Yes. We call it here the Jimmy Mac Show.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
I like it.
I like it a lot. Definitely check it out. Was it Tuesday night at 8 o'clock?
Yes.
New York time?
Yes.
And, yeah, I got that shit. I think we're going to miss it this week, though, because we're going away, so we'll have to wait.
You can record it or something.
On that one. But it's, No, I have it on, I get it on iTunes.
So you'll have it. It'll be waiting for
I'll have it. I just won't be able to watch it until a later date. But, Jimmy Mac's doing real good. He's doing real good. Is he going to win?
How could he not?
How could he not win? Well, you guys can win, too, if you follow us on Twitter. Win what, you ask? Entertainment for free. That's right. Twitter.com/GPD or /Wombat5277 or even /Shipwreck if you want to get the Holy Trinity there. Also, /video game deals or /UK game deals to get game deals, depending on where you're located. And please review us on iTunes. You can just, you know, you don't even need to write a review. You can just select how many stars you should give us. 5. And that's it.
I think we should give a shout out to Sliderwave for all his great Photoshops.
Yes, those are awesome, Sliderwave. I subscribe to his CAG blog, so I get an email every time he posts a new entry.
Yeah, they're pretty badass. So he is not a redneck fag.
Right. Congratulations. You made it. Well, Wombat, it is time to say goodbye. We'll see you next week.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye.
I know Intellivision is a great system, but I want to make it better.
Well, we're already adding a computer keyboard.
And a music synthesizer.
And a system changer to play more home video games than any other system.
But the only thing it doesn't have is its own TV.
Buy any Intellivision master component, and Mattel Electronics will send you this 13-inch color TV for only $75.
I'm glad I thought of that.